Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cardo's taking on the Mariners on the road tonight. Late start, as usual, on the West Coast. More to talk about that. Let's go out to Cleveland.com's Joe Noga, one of my favorites on the beat, as he joins us here on the Fan. Hello, Joe. How you doing today?
Doing great. Had a great flight out here. I got the entire row to myself. I feel like a new man. I got to sleep for 2.5 hours on the flight.
I love that. I don't think I've ever once been as lucky to get the entire row by myself. Like, I just feel like it's something I've always dreamed about. I don't think it's ever going to be in reality. It's like catching a foul ball at a baseball game. You're like, maybe one day. And one day I actually did do that, oddly enough. I think I talked about that with you, Joe. But I've never, I've never gotten the entire row to myself to just sleep and crash out for 2.5 hours. So congratulations.
Well, when they closed the door at the front of the plane, when they closed the door finally, and I knew it was really happening, it felt like I hit the lottery. So, you know, it's just in all my years of traveling with the team, it's never happened. So,
where do you rank that ballpark in Seattle? Seattle's a great town. I have been out there a couple of times, but just as a member of the visiting press, where would you rank that park amongst those in baseball?
I got to say, it's breathtaking. The first time I ever walked in, I walked into the press box. I was in Hammy's booth, and I just kind of looked out, and I said, you know, this is where you play baseball. This is the kind of thing, the kind of place you want to play a game in. And, you know, it's a roof. It's not really a dome or anything like that. So the elements are still there. It's not exactly, you know, super warm out here right now. But, you know, it's a gorgeous place. They take care of you real well. The PR staff does a really nice job. The press dining might have gone down maybe a little bit in the last couple of years, but you know, there are still so many really good food options out here. I will not be having the fried grasshoppers anytime soon, but you know, there's just a lot to choose from.
You stole my next question. I was like, are you going to do that's like what they're famous for at this point, is the fried grasshoppers. I was like, I don't think there's definitely enough money to make me try it. I just don't know what that number is, Joe. Like, if Daryl was like, I'll give you $100 to eat a fried grasshopper, would you do it?
It's nice you assume I have $100 to offer you.
I always assume that you have just loads and loads of cash on you, Daryl.
Last time I was out here, I tried them. Kind of tasted like dirt. I'm not a so I'm just going to pass on it. There's a place that has dumplings that I'm going for. That's just fantastic. It's a Japanese place, and it's got a stand here. Right by the press box. So that's where I'll be eating.
Love it. Let's get into tonight's game. Gavin Williams on the bump. I think between Williams, Bibee, and even Ortiz, I'll throw him in the mix. All three of them in the past month or so seem like they've really rounded into form. And it came at the right time, obviously. Guardians need some pitching with this offense being the way that it is right now. What have you seen out of the three of them that give you any sign that maybe, just maybe, this thing's heading in the right direction from a rotation standpoint?
Yeah, just consistency out of those three guys that you're talking about. Gavin Williams, you know, throwing the cutter a little bit more, mixing that in as an effective pitch for him, and just really coming out and having a repeatable delivery, doing all those kinds of the little things that take that next step of development at the major league level for him. And we've sort of seen that, and he doesn't get rattled too much. You know, Tanner Bibee, a guy who feeds on emotion, and we've seen that in so many of his outings. And now it's a matter of, you know, locking in when he doesn't get calls. We've seen a couple of instances where he's been close to getting guys struck out, and you know, the next pitch gets knocked into the outfield for a two-run single or a home run. You know, just having a better command or harnessing that emotion. And Luis Ortiz, you mentioned, this is a guy who, when he is on, his stuff is just so electric. He could go for 10, you know, strikeouts in a game, or he could go for 5 walks in a game. So it's a matter of just, you know, again, finding that consistency, and those are the three guys that they need to get it from.
Joe, when you're talking about these starters finding that consistency, does Carl Willis get the credit? Maybe not so much locally. We've seen him here and the magic he seems to work with pitchers, but does he get the credit around baseball that I personally think he really deserves? I think he's a pitching magician at this point with the work he's done with the Guardians.
Yeah, in certain circles, you talk about Carl Willis, and he's spoken about with reverence, and they understand what his place is and what he's built, and just the you know, you look no further than CC Sabathia, who's going into the Hall of Fame this year, and you know, Carl Willis is the first one to deflect sort of all the credit for that. But Carl Willis is the guy who picked him up from the airport, took him to his first bullpen session, and showed him how to throw a changeup, showed him how to, you know, grip his fastballs, have a different fastball than just a four-seamer. This is a guy who's been around and done it and proven it so many times. The Guardians know how good they have it with Carl Willis, and you know, baseball kind of knows how good Carl Willis is.
Joe, what's going on with this logjam that we have right now? And listen, I've gone as far as to suggest that if the Guardians keep losing games, maybe you have to consider trading Santana. I'm not sure. But if David Fry can only play DH because of the injury, I need to get Manzardo some at-bats, and I'm not really sure how they go about doing it.
Yeah, which logjam are you talking about? The right field, center field? there's multiple logjams, or at least the idea of multiple guys in the pipeline who are pressing to have opportunities. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why Josh Naylor isn't here, is to give guys opportunities like that. You mentioned David Fry, who's, you know, the thing that makes David Fry unique and makes him special, or made him special at this time last year before the injury set in, was his ability to go behind the plate and catch a few innings and then, you know, bounce out to the outfield or play a corner infield spot. He's lost that now as he's recovering. You know, maybe they'll be able to do that and have that flexibility with him next year, but it doesn't look like he's going to play much defensively at all this season. And I think you mentioned Carlos Santana. If he wasn't one of the guys, you know, basically only guys producing at the plate right now, I would say, yeah, he's a prime trade candidate. But if you run the risk of sending the wrong message to the clubhouse if you trade away Carlos Santana as one of the three pillars of your offense, your lineup right now. And who's going to give away, you know, Hyundais if there's no Carlos Santana? He's done it twice in his career.
Yeah, Joe, you mentioned the you know, the log jams. Fans are getting a little antsy looking at what's going on at AAA. I am somewhat amused that John Kenzie Noel's bat is finding baseballs again all of the sudden. Same thing with Wilson. But, you know, Chase DeLauder, CJ Cephas, everyone's got their eye on those guys. Is there an ETA on that? Will we see them this summer? Do you think the organization is going to continue to do what you had just talked about and just kind of create the opportunities for the guys that are already up here?
I would be stunned if Chase DeLauder doesn't make an appearance at some point this year. I would be less surprised if they keep Cephas down there in Columbus and give him more time there. But it seems like he's on a really accelerated path, especially with them, you know, giving him innings in the outfield to try and, you know, give him the flexibility to maybe come up here and play in a different spot. The problem with all these guys is that they're left-handed sticks, and they're, you know, if any one of them swung from the right-handed side, they'd be up here in a heartbeat. Getting Lane Thomas back sort of helps the flexibility, and we know how Stephen Vogt likes to play his lineup and how he likes to play everybody and rotate everybody in. And with Nolan Jones sort of coming on as of late, you know, sort of finding his stroke and hitting the ball in the middle a little bit more, finding better results. The metrics have always been there. I think at some point you're going to see DeLauder, but it probably won't be until a little bit later. He needs a few more plays.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Appearances. Kapus might be the one who's sort of left out of this.
Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, joining us here on Afternoon Drive on The Fan. It's been a while since we've had a chat. I know we talked before the season got underway, but if I were to tell you, and it's going to be a positive or a negative, but on the offensive side of the ball, something that surprised you the most, that if we were talking before the season, you'd be like, yeah, now I didn't see that one coming, and I'm either thrilled about it or not thrilled about it at all.
Well, take your pick between Kyle Manzardo, you know, being among the team leaders in home runs and RBIs for the beginning of the season. And then Gabriel Arias sort of coming on and, showing what he can do, not only defensively, but just a little bit more consistency out of him. And it looks like the light bulb has sort of gone off for Arias. I think those two guys, huge surprises. And Daniel Schneeman's, just ability to put up clutch at bats, mm-hmm. and playing his way, just basically hitting his way into almost an everyday role in the lineup. I think those three guys maybe big surprises. I had Brian Rocchio picked for a breakout season, and you can see what happens when you lose confidence. He just hit himself right out of town.
Joe, the Guardians have been in a little bit of an offensive roller coaster this year. It kind of feels like they're either hot or they're not. As someone who's around this ball club every day, what do you think has to happen for them to kind of even some of this out? So it's, not as high and then also not as low as we've seen it.
Well, you've got the contributions from guys like Jose Ramirez, who's the heartbeat of the team, and he's as steady as they come. What they're getting out of Carlos Santana is great, especially at age 39. But one or two of those guys that I mentioned, Kyle Manzardo, Gabriel Arias, Daniel Schneeman, is going to have to basically take it to another level. And that's how they're going to, play their way forward and play their way back into maybe contention in the AL Central if the division isn't gone by then. I just think that there's no really one specific answer to give to turning around that offense. I think Stephen Vogt preaches, come out, you're a good team, come out every day and show that. And they've been trying to do it. It's just the guys that they're asking are inexperienced.
Anybody in the bullpen end up getting moved because there's so many valuable pieces there? And it feels like the Guardians could stay afloat even if they got rid of a couple of them. And I'm not meaning to highlight Smith, but maybe I should highlight Smith.
Well, I wouldn't want to part with Cade Smith or Hunter Gaddis. And Tim Herron has been sort of a Swiss Army knife type for Stephen Vogt so far this year. So out of those three guys, probably not. You're not going to trade Emmanuel Clase, I don't think, if you expect to try and make a postseason push. So those four guys, probably not. But maybe a guy like a Jacob Junis, if a team would want him, just to make room. You're going to have Trevor Stephan coming back off of an injury at some point this year. There are other mm-hmm. options, and there are some young guys too at AAA. Franco Alemán is he's a stud, and we're going to see him at some point.
How much are you dreading the trip to Sacramento next weekend?
Oh, well, Hoynes is going to be on that trip, so I'm going to let the veteran take the trip to the minor league ballpark. This is because of the off days. I'm one and done in Seattle, and then I'm back home and enjoying a week on my feet, off my feet.
See, it's very nice of you, Joe. You see, you're just like, yeah, the veteran. The Hoynes has to go and do that trip to lovely Sacramento. I hear it's nice this time of the year, Joe.
Man, back in 2018, he sent me to Texas, and it was like the surface of the sun. So I don't even want to hear it. That was the most veteran move. I was sweating from the parking lot to the ballpark, and cursing his name. I see Hammy in the press box, and he's like, yep, Paul didn't want to come on this one, did he? Yeah, it's 110 degrees.
Joe, you're the best. I appreciate you. Enjoy the game tonight. And, hey, if you eat some cockroaches, find its way to the press box. Don't be shy.
All right. I will keep my eyes out for the cockroaches here in Seattle.
All right. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you, man. Joe Noga right there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say and whether or not it feels like that logjam needs to be fixed with one of the younger players. What exactly do you do with Carlos Santana? More to come this afternoon drive. Jonathan Peter and Daryl Ryder with you guys right here on The Fan. That was Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, joining us from Seattle, where the Gardos kick off a series tonight.
The Gardos?
The Gardos, yeah. By the way, yesterday I kept saying they were playing tonight. Nobody corrected me until it was about like 8:30 at night. I got a tweet from somebody that was like, hey, the Cardinals don't play tonight. I think you were saying earlier today that they do. And I'm like, yeah. No, I also am aware of that. As I sat down in front of my television to get ready for some Gardos baseball, and they were not on the television, I thought it was really funny that like that one person that also tweeted sat down and did the same thing I did. Like, oh, yeah, Guardians baseball every night. Let's go watch some Guardians baseball. And, of course, they were off yesterday. That was a great job by everyone to go ahead and correct me there, Daryl, as I sat there waiting.
These are things you're supposed to know before you come in and do the show.
Waiting for baseball. No, what is it? I don't need to know the Guardians day in, day out schedule. I just know sports happen, when I'm at home, they need to be in front of my television.
I don't know if you're gonna do 5 hours, you probably should know if the team's playing or not.
It doesn't really matter. The bigger story was no one corrected me as I was like, yeah, Fedor, you got a home run contest, all sorts of things that could happen. It's like, nope, today's Thursday.
What about
it's their off day.
What about the chief researcher in there? Macaroni and cheese.
That's kind of the point, is that no one corrected me, and I'm worried that we're building up this. I'm insulated with people too
Mac
many.
Mac tried to correct me earlier, and I was right.
Did I insulate myself with too many bobbleheads in the week that Nick is gone? Is everyone turned into a yes man around me, and no one had the audacity to correct me?
I thought I might have misheard you. That,
you know, I lived with that idea too, is that I actually did get it right, but then this person's just messing with me. But I don't think that happened at all. I think I messed that one up. I think I really do. I think I messed that one up. There was no sports on TV yesterday because I'm not a hockey guy at all. And I think I just desperately wanted the Guardians to be on to fill that void is really the reality here. But the Guardians do play tonight. They play in Seattle.
You're missing a heck of a Stanley Cup final from what I'm told.
Don't care. don't care.
Mac got the joke. Mac got the joke. Okay.
I got what you were saying. Listen, Daryl thinks he's like, a stand-up comic during these shows.
No, I don't.
Dropping in tidbits and liners all day long. It was like on the funny meter.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do feel like I you dress like Jeff Phelps, and sometimes it's like I'm working with Jeff Phelps right now. I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
We don't give out the courtesy laughs for the jokes that are very representational of a 47-year-old male like yourself. That's what I'll say about that one.
Okay.
Oh, now did that hurt? See, when that's the courtesy laugh. All right, Matt, can you, for the next hour 15, any attempt of a joke that Daryl has, can you play my courtesy laugh? Why don't we run it back? Go ahead.
No, we're good.
Run it back here.
No, we're good.
Hockey. How about that hockey? I don't really do anything with hockey.
This is where Mac was supposed to play the laughter.
No, I was waiting for you to drop in your joke.
No,
that
we're
didn't
good.
Land.
No, we're good.
Oh, I think I might have actually made him mad.
Went over your U.S. Open hat there that you didn't attend.
See? And?
But see, that was not a joke. That was a shots fired, which is, I was looking for the pew-pews. There you go.
Relatively funny, and you got an actual laugh out of me. You see how this goes? No courtesy laughs around here.
Right,
I think this is what happens with you and Padone on these Sundays. You're like, he misses all of my TV references. Maybe he gets them and just doesn't think they're funny.
No, he just doesn't get them. Trust me.
Oh, they're just straight over.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything with TV or movies at all? Is that what that is?
He is cinematically illiterate.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Because you think of like people that love sports also tend to love TV and tend to love movies because we just like things that are on. We like watching other people do things. Essentially,
we like sitting on our butts.
We like sitting on our butts and just watching other people do things. You think it'd go hand in hand? Maybe not. All right. So Carlos Santana, I want to ask you about this. I do think there is an issue that is brewing with the Guardians, and I understand both sides of it, and I'm very confused the direction that the Guardians will actually go. Carlos Santana is one of the better players on this Guardians team right now, but it's not like, I said this a couple days ago, he's not Carlos Ruth, he's not Carlos Bonds. Like, his numbers are okay. They're not great. Now, as he gets closer and closer to the warmer months, and we're in the warmer months right now, it's always been the case with Santana. He always gets better. And the past month or so, he's been playing some pretty good baseball. But what happens here with this logjam is fascinating to me. If you're going to tell Manzardo he doesn't get the at-bats in favor of David Fry, who has to play DH right now because he's not going to play anything defensively, and then a 39-year-old Carlos Santana, it reminds me a lot of what's happening with the Browns, potentially, with Joe Flacco. Like, you are in essence, you are saying, I'm going to play the older guy for 1 year because I'm trying to win as many games as I can, but in the process, you're then blocking actual opportunities for other players, Daryl, and you see the conundrum that the Guardians could find themselves in.
Well, I do agree with Joe. I think if you traded Carlos, you could lose the clubhouse.
That's the other side of this, right? Like, he has such a locker room presence. It's not a young team. All things considered,
he brings more to the clubhouse than his batting average, his RBIs.
No, but I also pay Austin Hedges $4 million a year to do the same exact thing. Do I not? Know. I'm not paying Austin Hedges to be a great catcher. I'm paying him to basically be a second manager. J-Ram does some managing as well and some coaching as well. It's not like they are just completely absent of veterans on this roster.
I know.
And so, like, at some point, I do have to draw the line. Like, I know Carlos Santana matters to that roster. I get it. I understand it. He's also been here for 3 months. It's not like he's been here for 35 years.
Well,
yes, he's been on the Guardians in different spots.
He's been here previously, He's a household name in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, he is, yes, but we're talking about the locker room in particular. Manzardo didn't spend any time with Carlos Santana last year at all. That didn't happen. He wasn't here. It's not how that works. There's a lot of people on this team that were never teammates with Carlos Santana prior, and I can recognize that. I'm sure he's a good teammate. I get it. But at some point, you do have to draw a line.
He's one of three guys on this team that can actually hit a baseball with somewhat of a consistency.
This is why this becomes a little bit of a tug and pull, right? Like, at what point, though, do you say, I need to get Manzardo at bats, I need to get some of these other guys at bats, because Santana's in the way of them, while then also acknowledging Santana's one of three guys that are actually hitting on this team. So, like, this is what makes this so interesting. There will be a trade market for Carlos Santana if they want to go down that road. He is cheap enough, and he hits well enough. Somebody will give you more than a bag of baseballs for Carlos Santana, and that would open up a spot for Manzardo, and that would open up a spot if you wanted to do something else with bringing other players up as well. The flexibility will be there. But how deep do you go with 39-year-old Carlos Santana?
Well, see, I am not under the delusion that this Guardians team is a threat to anybody when it comes to contention.
And so if you believe that, then why is Carlos Santana getting at-bats? Now, because we see it differently. We do. We see it differently. I told you on Monday, I think this team can still make the postseason. But
they can make the postseason too, but they're not going to make any noise once they get there.
I'm having a hard time even with the understanding. And there's another side of this as well. And we had this brought up in recent days, and I think it's a good point to reiterate here. When the Tigers last year traded Jack Flaherty at the deadline, and they sent him off to L.A., it didn't mean the Tigers' season was all of a sudden shot. Now, yes, they went with a more bullpen-heavy approach once that happened with Flaherty, but the reality was they got just as much, you can argue, more production out of their starting rotation and their entire team ERA once the Flaherty trade happened, and they relied on different guys. Their team wasn't sunk. That's why the second half of the season, they looked so good in so many different ways. They traded for Flaherty back on the roster, and they got him back in the offseason. But, like, just because you get rid of Santana to make room for other guys doesn't mean the other guys are going to be a net negative.
Right.
So you might be netting a couple different things in a positive direction, getting Manzardo a bunch of at-bats while also then being the replacement of a guy that, again, I like Santana. He's gotten hot as of late. He's still slugging under 400 on the season.
Right.
It's not like he is slugging 600, OPS of 915, and you're like, I can't keep that guy out of the lineup. 2 weeks ago, he had one of the lowest slugging percentages in the entire Major League Baseball. And we're acting like this guy's untouchable?
I'm not. That's the thing. I'm
using the Broadway. I'm sorry.
But I was going to say, like, I'm pretty much indifferent if they trade Santana or not. I'm just telling you, I know what he means within the organization, within that clubhouse. And Joe Noga, we just had on, mentioned it. It would, I think, send a negative shockwave through that clubhouse. Now, to your point, that's why you have Austin Hedges. That's why you have Vogt. Okay. But I don't disagree with you. When I look at this team, I look at the roster, I look what's in AAA, you know, and the log jams that they have to sort out between now and the end of the season here, right? You're not going to get me to pound the desk against trading Carlos Santana, but I do recognize his value to the organization. And, you know,
It's just hard is the problem.
Yeah,
you can really see the pros and the cons on both sides.
Because there's a family aspect to this thing, too. Like, he's a household name here in Cleveland. He's been here a couple different stops, started his career here, right? And that's where he really established himself as a major leaguer and became a star in the league. And so I think that there's that emotional attachment that everyone has towards him.
Yeah.
Which I think complicates the decision-making process there. But when you're talking about strict business of baseball, right? The smart move is, if you are not a legitimate contender as a ball club by the trade deadline, the smart move is you move him to get a piece that can not only help you now, but can help you in the years to come. That's the smart move. I just don't know that the Guardians front office is going to be willing to pull the trigger on a move like that.
I think it's fascinating. We'll find out, obviously, in about a month and a half what they're willing to do. But I think their play will help dictate this decision one way or another. Like, if they go on a tear here in the next 4 or 5, 6 weeks, and it just looks like they are not only a playoff team, but can be a deep playoff team, you're not moving them. But it is going to be interesting to find out that balance in between the two. 216-474 to below 92. Herm Edwards on with us yesterday. We just didn't have a chance to have Darryl on and to react to this. He said that the rookie quarterback should start week one. Is it dumb to start rookies this season for the Browns? We'll dive into that and more. It's Afternoon Drive, Jonathan Peterlin, and Darryl Rodder with you guys right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.